We are on page 40. Do you have Hebrew numbers there? Or just, 40. Chof Amid Beis. It says 40 there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know, I have 20B2, but it could be, it's different. We're a little bit, approximately midway, where it says, Amakif Pa'asreshe. This is going back to the Mishnah. If you remember the Mishnah we were learning a page and a half ago, the whole concept, if you make bald spots in your head, if you make tattoos, if you cut off the payas, completely, if you cut your beard, all those things, you would get malchus. These are the various things that the Mishnah was discussing. No. This is actually you rip out the hair because if somebody died. They used to in the olden times. We're going to learn more, but basically, no. It was basically because they used to for a dead person. They used to rip out hair and do things like that because somebody died. So it was a sign of mourning. But anyway, now he's going into a makiv pas reshe. If somebody in the Mishnah says if you round the hair at the corners of your head. Now, to explain this concept, it's very simple. There's two parts of the head. There's where the hair grows, and then where the beard grows. Now, the place that connects both places is what we call the temples. Right here is where the hair ends, and the beard area begins. Right, that's where the...
Is it in the middle of the ear right here?
The bottom layer is too high? One sec. There's a bone here. There's a bone?
Yeah.
Okay. So the minimal, even the Gemara doesn't discuss it, but the minimal length of the payas has to be until that bone. If it's higher than the bone, it's not going to be good. I don't know if it's everybody with the same. Right over here, you feel it. There's a bone there. Okay.
You guys don't wear payas,
huh? I have payas.
You do?
Sure. Now, to understand the Gemara, because the Torah says, Leisa kifu pa'asreishchem, don't cut the corner of your head. Now, how does this get to be a corner of the head? Okay? So Rashi explains, because the head has two parts, where the hair grows, which is until here, and then you have where the face goes, where the beard of the face goes. So what connects, so to speak, what's the corner of both of them? The corner of both of them is this bone over here, where the temple area is. So if somebody would shave this with a razor, so that he's transgressing the Torah, it says, do not cut or destroy the corner of your head. So it says, what is considered the end of the head? He says, Zahamash v'tza'odav. Tzadav, if he rounds out the temples, la'churi oznei, behind his ear, ulepadachte, into his forehead. Meaning, like we said before, this is the end of the face, the end of the head and the beginning of the face. Because that's where the hair ends and the beard starts. So if somebody would cut with a razor over here, that's what the term means, don't cut the corners of your face. So it says, Tana tame kanemed Rav Chisda, a Tana learnt in a braisa in the presence of Rav Chisda, echad ha-makif, ve-echad ha-nikif, whether somebody is the cutter or the person who's being cut, like it gets malchus. That means, the way the Gemara is explaining so far, if somebody cuts your beard or payas with a razor, which is definitely forbidden, so then the one that cuts it gets a sin, and the one who's being cut gets the sin. Okay? If a barber razors your payas or beard, so he gets a sin, and you get a sin. Both get a sin. So this is what the Tana said from a Braisa. He quoted this Braisa to Rav Chisda. Amaleis Rav Chisda said, Man da ochu tame ba'arbila loki. A guy eats dates out of a sieve. He should get whipped. It's an expression. Basically, the guy whose payas were cut, he didn't do anything. In other words, we know a rule. Remember we learned before in the Gemara. If you have a negative commandment that you don't do an action, you don't get whipped. Correct? You don't get malchus for a lav that you don't do an action. Now, if you're cutting my hair, what am I doing? You're cutting it, not me. So Rav Chista says to the person who quoted the Braisa, why are you saying I get whipped? And the one that cut my hair gets whipped. A guy that eats dates gets whipped. Meaning, what did he do? He didn't do any sin. He just sat there and the guy cut his hair. What do you want from him?
Now, what does it mean, a guy who eats dates gets
whipped? In other words, he says, an innocuous act, an act of nothing, should get whipped. It's like an interesting expression that he says. The guy should get whipped. Why should he get whipped? Huh? Yeah, but he's not doing anything wrong.
Oh, okay.
No, but by the way, the Rishonim write over here, the Ritva writes over here an interesting point, though. They quote at the bottom. And that is, even though you don't get whipped, it's still forbidden. In other words, a lav that doesn't have an action, you might not get whipped, but that doesn't mean you're allowed to do it. Remember, we learned cases before. What were the cases we learned before in the Gemara that a guy?
But you know what it's like. It's like. Let's say somebody has their hands tied, and a guy is force feeding him pork. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but who's chewing it?
No, the guy in the chair is chewing it. But
so he tells him to chew it.
I know, but
who tells him to chew it?
Yeah, I guess so.
What do you mean? I guess so. That's the bottom line. The Gemara is discussing, if you remember before, Lav Shein B'Maisa. The Gemara is in the first paragraph. The Gemara says, the Torah says, don't leave over the meat until the morning. But if you leave the meat until the morning, you have to burn it, right? So the Gemara is discussing, leaving meat over, you didn't do an action, you just didn't eat it, you just didn't get rid of it. Well, like we gave another example on Pesach. You have chametz in your house. The Torah says you're not allowed to own chametz. So it says if you leave over chametz, you're not going to get whipped. You didn't do anything. You just left it there. If you buy chametz on Pesach, then you did an action. But if you just left chametz, you didn't do an action. So basically he says, Rav Chista is asking this Tana a very simple question. He uses the expression, if you eat dates, are you going to get malchus? Meaning it might be forbidden, but you're not going to get malchus for something you didn't do wrong. You didn't do anything. So the Gemara answers, so Rav Chista said to the teacher, you want to tell me this braisa that says that both people get malchus? That's only mani Rav Yehudahi. That's only according to Rav Yehuda's minority opinion. Why? Because we learned before in the Gemara, and Rav Dalid, Rav Yehuda said, lav she'ein b'maisa, Rav Yehuda holds even a lav, a negative commandment that doesn't have an action, also like an aviyosa get malchus. So he says, that's a minority opinion. That's only the opinion of Yehuda. But what Rav Chista is holding, interesting thing. According to the Chachamim, which the halacha is like the Chachamim, if somebody will allow their head to be shaven, the beard or the pace with the razor, he's not going to get malchus. Because he's not doing anything. Allowing to do it, but I'm not doing an action. Tomorrow's going to help answer. Another answer is that the guy Taka helped. He went there, he stuck up his face. So then the Taka is an action, a part of it. But according to Rav Chista, if you sat there, I'll give you another example. What happens if somebody did to you in the middle of your sleep?
But what about the guy who walks into the barber? He walked into the barber.
Well, walking into a barber shop doesn't mean the guy could use scissors, cut you.
He asked the guy, do this to me.
Oh, so if he says, do it, cut it, then he help, and he sits there, and he gives his face, picks up his face, and put down your head, like they tell you to do in the barber shop. Yeah, then he's doing an action.
Right.
That's what the Gemara's going to answer.
So what's the case?
All Rav Chista is saying so far, what Rav Chista is hinting to, that this braisa that says that both get malchus is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds even for no action you get malchus. But the Gemara is not done yet.
So what does it mean, not an action? Could it be like he was sleeping or he was...
According to Rav Chista, it could be that even if you pick up your head, you didn't do anything wrong. Did you do an action of cutting?
No.
No, okay. So it could be Rav Chista will hold, you won't get malchus even in that case. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Chista says, yeah, I agree. Rav Yehuda holds the lav, there's no action, you get to be whipped, but not if there's no action. And let's see the Gemara. Rava Amar, Rava answers, no. I'll tell you when both people will get Malkus. What does it mean? B'makiv la'atzmei v'divrei hakel. He did his own head. I mean, he took a razor and shaved himself. So then he's going to get Malkus. Meaning, but what would it mean, Malkus? According to the Mefarshim explained simply, you're going to get double Malkus. Meaning, the Braisa says like this. The one that cuts gets Malkus, and the one that gets cut gets Malkus. So the Gemara says, but you didn't do an action. So Rav answers, yes, you did. You shaved your own head. So what's Rav saying? What's the Braisa saying? You're going to get double Malkus. One for cutting and one for allowing yourself to be cut. But Ravashi Omar, Ravashi answers a different answer. Meaning, the Messiah, when the guy who's getting, really it's two people cutting. It's two people cutting. But why does it say the guy that cuts and the guy that gets cut gets Malkus? Because it's speaking, the Messiah, the person assisted the barber in the cutting. Meaning, as Rashi explains, he makes himself more accessible. He helps him out to doing the Aveda. So then, according to all opinion, he's going to get Malkus because he actively participated in it. And because he actively participated in it, they're both going to get Malkus. The guy who cut it and the guy who got cut. What?
For that matter, could you also hold responsible the guy who sold the blade? Or?
Only in America they sue for that.
No,
no. No. Let me ask you a very simple question. Yeah. I sell you a knife.
Yeah.
I have a hardware store. I sell you a knife.
Right.
And you, God forbid, you take the knife and kill somebody.
Right.
So I'm going to get punished?
No.
Why not?
No, because you didn't have to buy it. No.
I sold you a knife. No,
I didn't have to buy it. I mean,
but even if you buy it, you have to kill somebody with it.
So
if I sold him the razor, why should I get punished? If I sell, not you, because you're Shemesh Shabbos. If I sell a guy who's not Shemesh Shabbos, I'm a car dealer, I sell him a car. And then he goes, drives in Shabbos.
Right.
I'm to blame because he drove in Shabbos with the car I sold him.
No.
Was it me? Selling him a car means he has to desecrate Shabbos.
Right.
If I have a grocery store, yeah, and I have separate, you know, a kosher market, yeah, I sell kosher cheeses, and I sell kosher meat. So I sell you, you come to the store, and you buy a block of cheese, let's say, whatever, and you buy a pack of cold cuts. Like most people do, right? They buy Mochiks, they buy Fleishiks, right? And then you walk out of the store, make a sandwich with the cheeseburgers. No, so I'm Chayiv.
No.
So why should I be Chayiv? There is a shail in Halacha, by the way. There is a question in Halacha. If I'm allowed to, in a bakery, if I'm allowed to sell you bread, if I know you're not going to wash and bench.
Yeah.
There is such a shalom aloch. There's a lot of tshuvas written on this. Or, if I'm a librarian in a library, in Beverly Hills Library, I work for the librarian.
Who's going to eat it
though? 1 minute. And there's kosher books in the library. There's tefillah books. There's books of other religions.
About Yashka.
Whatever, yeah. Okay, and I'm a librarian in a book. In a library. And you come in, you're not a, obviously, a person comes into the library and says to me, I need a book on Yoshke. On this Mel Gibson, New Mishigas, yeah. I need a book about it. Can I give you the book? If it's a trefa book for a Jew?
Yes.
So, the halach is yes, but I'm saying it's not, in the tshuvas, there's a lot of tshuva, Machne Chaim, the Teiros Chesed.
You're from Liberia.
I'm just saying the question is discussed in halacha. I didn't say yes or no. Okay, the question is discussed in halacha. Can you? A bigger problem, by the way. The shaila, if it applies of neiva or not. It's a big shaila. There's pages and pages and tshuvas on this. And then you have a more practical shaila. While we're off the topic anyway, already you have a bigger shaila. What happens if old couples taken sometimes boarders. Okay, and they cook for them and they take care of them and get paid, right?
Right.
That's a lot of people make a living like that. And it's a Jewish couple, but they don't keep kosher. Can you go to the store and buy their meat from the trefah market for them? Or they want you to cook, and they want to cook meat and milk together. Can you cook for them? Can you serve them trefah food?
No.
Was that different than giving a guy a trefah book?
They don't have a boarding
house? No, they're a private couple. 98 years old.
Okay, well, don't they know?
They just got married 3 years ago. He's 98, she's 95. They got married 3 years ago.
Okay, but don't they know there's a kosher place
there? No, they have a private house and they're not kosher. They didn't go to Chabad yet. They went to the other place. So they don't keep kosher. Whatever, I didn't say that.
because what I was looking at, this is B'Masiyah V'Divrei HaKol.
Yeah, Messiah speaking, the guy helped, and V'Divrei HaKol, according to all opinions. Because even the Chacham would agree that this is a lav that has an action.
Uh-huh.
And there's Rabbi Yehuda hold, even a lav that has no action, you get whipped.
Right.
Here he's saying that this is called an action. Even though you're not, but it's interesting, even though you're not actually doing the shaving,
right.
The fact that you help the barber to shave, uh-huh. You're also getting a sin.
So I have another question.
That means, by the way, a lot of times you see these Jewish barbers officially, yeah?
Right.
And people come in for a shave with a razor. Uh-huh. So they should know that the barber is getting malchus, and the guy getting it done gets malchus.
And I have another question then. So is there even an isser for a Jew to go into a store and buy a blade? I mean, to buy a blade, even? Because that's an action, to buy a blade.
Why, you can cut things in the house with it?
Oh, okay.
There's no issue to own
a blade. No, but I'm saying if he's buying it for that purpose.
As long as he doesn't use it, it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, okay.
Let me ask you a question. If I buy a knife to kill... Not you. I buy a knife to kill...
I'm just wondering.
No, I'm saying, if I buy a knife to kill somebody... But I don't kill him. Did I do an Aveda?
No.
Okay, so that's it.
Okay,
what?
It's like these radar detectors. You're allowed to buy it now, to use it now.
Yeah. But you can take it a step further. There's no sin stealing. The sin is getting caught. If you don't get caught, right? Isn't that
If you invite somebody for Shabbos from the valley.
Okay, so this is all part, but this is not what we're going here. Anyway, this is a difference. Let's get back to the Gemara. Then it says, this is about the payas. Now the Gemara is going to the beard. Hamashch is pasikonai, if somebody destroys the corner of his beard. Now, it's unclear in the Gemara what the Gemara is going to explain. There's five corners of the beard. There's five corners of the beard that the Gemara is going to say, if you razor your beard, you're going to get five sins. And you're going to have to get 5 times 39 malchus. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanon learnt, Pa'asikonei. It says, the corner of the beard means, saves the konei, the end of the beard. The Eza saves the konei. What does the end of the beard mean? So the Gemara says, Shibel is the konei. The part of the beard that looks like an ear of corn. That's the literal definition. Meaning an ear of grain. Meaning it's the corner. Now, we're going to learn later in the Gemara, in a few pages, there's different opinions where the five corners are. The most accepted opinion, by the way, is here. These two, and this.
Wait.
1 second. These are the five. No, because this is the corner of the payas, and it's also the corner of the face. Like we said, the temples is where the head ends and the beard begins. So it's the corner for the payas of the hair. That's where you get malchus if you razor off the payas of the head. And then you have a second part, it's also the corner of the face for the beard. So you have some people learn here, here, and here. Some people learn two here, whatever. We'll see you later in the Gemara.
So based on what I asked, I'm just going back. So let's say if a Jew just buys pork, but he doesn't eat it, so he just buys it.
There's no sin buying pork.
There's no sin in buying it.
No. You're allowed to benefit from pork.
No. I'm saying it, but without marasai and all that other stuff.
Right.
So there's no sin in just buying it from the store.
I can use pork for whatever I want, except eating. So you're allowed to benefit from pork. You can't eat it.
Right, okay.
You know how to deal with it.
He didn't say about dealing with it. He asked about buying it.
Just buying it from a store. What are you gonna do? Why are you buying it?
To throw at somebody. What's the difference?
Is it a football
game? Give it to your dogs.
You
could give your dog pork.
You can?
What do you think he needs? Lubavitcher Shechita? What is it?
No, I'm saying, it's supposed to be kosher
food. It's a holy dog.
No.
Kosher dog food?
What are you talking about, kosher dog food? You buy dog food in the store, you think it's what, a glad kosher dog food? I know a guy used to give his dog, I know a guy in New York, a wealthy guy in Long Island, used to give his dog glad kosher meat. Yeah, he wanted his dog to be very firm. But why you, the dog food you buy in the store is treif. Of course, treif. As long as the problem is, if it has milk in the ingredients and beef in the ingredients, then you can't feed it to your dog because you can't benefit from meat and milk. Then already it's meat and milk you're going a problem.
Right.
But meat itself, treif and meat, you're allowed to benefit from.
Isn't that when it's cooked together? The meat and milk and the ingredients.
It, but it's cooked. Of course, they cook it. What do you think they process it?
I don't know.
It's cooked. Now it's heat. Okay. Now the Gemara says. The Gemara is leaving out the beard story. The beard, the Gemara is going to continue later with all the details about a beard. But now the Gemara says, continuing back what it says in the Mishnah. If you remember the Mishnah, we learned if you give a scratch in mourning over somebody who passes away and you give a scratch in your hand, it's also, the Torah says you're not allowed to do it, and therefore it's an action, you're going to get whipped. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabban, Rabbanan learned. It says in the Braisim, they said it, you're not allowed to scratch yourself. Right, in mourning. But the Gemara says, the Braisa says as follows, Yochel, I would think, afilu sarat al beisik, shenafal, what happens if a guy wasn't mourning, somebody passed away, his house burned down, and he's so upset, he starts scratching himself. Is that also forbidden? Are you going to get malchus for that? Or, al sfinasi shetava bayam, his ship sank in the sea. Don't forget, in the olden times, people used to do business, send things away. There was no insurance companies. Your boat had goods and it went down, you lost all your money. Right? So people would go crazy from it. So I would think that you would also get malchus. Talmud Lema, the Torah says, no. Lo nefesh. You can't, the Torah says, don't scratch for a nefesh, for a dead person. Meaning only if you scratch for a dead person who died, well obviously, person who died, that's when you're going to get malchus. Ain't a chayev al almes bilvad. You only chayev if it's a dead person. Now, he brings down over here at the bottom that this is only biblical. There's a whole argument in the Rishonim if somebody is rabbinically forbidden to do that. In other words, biblically, the Torah says clearly only if you scratch, you know, cut yourself for a deceased person. But he says some people say it's forbidden, other people permit it, you know, whatever. Some post come again allowed to.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to cause any physical pain or harm to yourself, right?
Yeah, but they're right that the person is not necessarily responsible what he does at the time of grief. He's not completely responsible.
Is that why in the desert Hashem didn't hold the Jews responsible for complaining about?
He did hold them responsible.
No, I'm saying for certain times, like when they were complaining when there was no water and things like
it
that.
It depends. At certain times they had a right to complain. Yeah. Yeah. Then he says, "Minayin, and how do I know the mesadid chamish siritas al meisachot? What happens if you scratched yourself five times for one dead person? How do I know shulchayev al kolachas v'achad that you're chayev for each one? Meaning you're going to get whipped five times 39." Talmud Lema says v'seret. It's an extra word that says v'seret, which teaches us every scratch that you do. Even though it's only for one deceased person, you're still going to get malchus. Talmud lechayev al kol sritu sritu, that for every scratch that you make, you're chayev. So what does the Braisa say so far? The Braisa says as follows. The only time it's biblically forbidden to scratch yourself that you're going to get malchus if it's in a dead body. If it's for your house that burned down or your ship sunk or whatever tragedies happen, you're not going to get malchus. We learned rabbinically, it's an argument if you're chayev or not. But then it says, what happens if you scratch yourself five times? The din is, you chayev five malchus. Five times 39, because the Torah uses an extra word, v'seret. The extra word teaches us that every time you scratch, you get malchus.
What? Does that mean five cuts?
Yeah.
Oh, So, in other words, you can't scratch yourself?
No. If you do it for a sign of mourning,
oh.
We're going to see later about if doing it with your hand or with a keli, whatever. You know, but in the olden times, they used to do it. If somebody died, they used to scratch their hand in mourning.
Oh.
Not because they had an itch. You know, they had mosquito bites and they're itching. No, it was the goyim used to do it. That's what the Torah says. The goyim used to do it. So Hashem says, I don't want you to do it.
But this one that they did five times, you know, that we're talking about, that we just read, the five times, that was over a nefesh.
Somebody did it five times for a nefesh, they made five scratches.
Five.
So the Torah, the fact that the Torah has an extra word again, vasedet, teaches us that every time you do it, it's another 39 malchus.
So it's five times 39.
Right. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, huh? No, I'm sorry.
If someone's crashing five times, they get five times
39. Yeah, but the doctors evaluate how much they can handle. They're not going to get five times 39 is 145. 195, I mean. 5 times 40 is 200, so this is 5 less. It's 195 malchus. Yeah, not too many people are going to be able to handle that. And if you made 10 scratches, it's 390. I mean, No. This is not spread out over 10 years. Was it a layaway plan? pay credit card? I'm sure they do it in some of the Muslim countries or, you know, the African countries, whatever. Rabbi Yossi says another din. Until now we're learning five scratches on one dead body, right? What happens? The Masadit Sri Ta'achas Al Hay Mesim. What happens if five people died but he only made one scratch? So he says, how do I know Shuchayev al kol achas va'achas? That you're chayev for each one. That means Rabbi Yossi says even more. You do one scratch for five people who died. Let's say, God forbid, somebody's family perished in a fire, and the guy made a scratch. According to Rabbi Yossi, he's going to get 5, 10, whatever it is, as many people as he's doing it over, he's going to get malchus. How do I know? Talmud Leimer says, lo nefesh, again, there's an extra word, lo nefesh, which teaches us, l'chayev al kol nefesh v'nefesh. In other words, it's not only the scratch, it's the intent of the scratch. Because l'chayev, Rabbi Yossi is hard to understand. Because Rabbi Yossi, you're only doing one action. You're doing one scratch. He said the fact that you're doing it with the intent for five people makes it like five scratches. And if it's five scratches, you can't do it. It's really, the correct word, by the way, is laceration, a scratch. I mean, it's both, but that's what it is, a scratch as a sign of mourning. But now the Gemara asks a question on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi just got through saying that how do I know that if you do one scratch for five people, you get five malchus, because it's the word lenefesh. Right? That's what the Gemara says now. But the Gemara says, we just used lenefesh for something else. We used, a few lines ago, we learned, how do I know if your house burned down, or if your boat sank? How do I know you don't get malchus? Because it says lenefesh. So how can I say the word lenefesh is extra? It's not extra anymore. I need it. We just used it. Lebeis is shenafel, for his house that fell down. Or ship sank. So the question is, so it's not extra anymore because it teaches us a different din. So the Gemara answers as follows. Kasava Rabbi Yossi holds Srita Ugdida Achasi. Srita and Lesizgeidudu is the same thing. Meaning as follows. We're going to soon see exactly what the Gemara means. There's two ways they used to do it. They used to do it with their hands, scratching with the nails, and they used to do it like with a knife, with a keli, a razor, a knife, whatever. So Rabbi Yossi holds, it's the same thing. Meaning, both mean by hand or with a vessel. So therefore he says, because they're the same thing, and uksiv hosam lames, it says over there, also dead person, meaning as follows, it's very simple. One pasuk says, lais is going to do, okay, which means don't do it with a keli. And another pasuk says, v'sedet l'nefesh. You can't do it with your hand. Okay? So simply, I need both psukim, because one tells me you can't do it by hand, and one pasuk says you can't do it with the knife. The scratch, right? Rabbi Yossi also is the same thing. Vessel and knife is the same thing. So here there's a word mace, and there's a word mace, or nefesh. So he says you have two extra words, nefesh. One teaches me only for the soul of a person, if you do it, you chayiv. And the other one teaches me that if you did it once for five people, you get five malkas. That's what the Gemara answers. Then Shmuel says the following statement. Hamesadid bekeli chayiv. If somebody scratches himself with a keli, Shmuel holds yechayiv twice. No. Well, if you did one scratch for one dead body, but he did it with the keli, you chayiv twice malchus. 39 times 2. Why? Because Shmuel holds a krabiesi. The Torah says, Leis is geidudu, and v'sedet l'nefesh. And Shmuel holds a krabiesi that sedet and leis is geidudu, each one of them mean either with a hand, by hand, or with a knife. So if the Torah says the same thing twice, it means you get double malchus. The Torah says you get double malchus. So normally, the Chachamim don't learn, like they were soon going to see, normally, leis geidudu means with a knife, and v'sedet means a scratch with your hand. So if they mean separate, that if you did it with a knife, you get one sin. If you did it by hand, you get another sin. So if you did it with a knife, you're only going to get one time malchus. But if you hold, each one means the same thing, meaning both mean with a vessel and a hand, then if you did the same Aveda twice, I mean, because it's two different psukim, you're going to get twice 39. That's what Shmuel holds. So the Gemara says, Meisi, I'll ask you a question. We learned in a Braise, Srita Vigdida, the word tzedet, and the word leis is geidudu, achasi is the same concept, meaning don't scratch yourself. What's the difference though? Achas, srita biyad, when the Torah says don't do a tzedet, means don't do a scratch by hand. The gedida, and when the Torah says leis is geidudu, which also means don't scratch yourself, it means with the vessel. So the Gemara is asking a simple question on Shmuel. The Braise says clearly, one's hand, and one's a knife. So if you do it with a knife, why should you get two? You didn't do it by hand. You only did it with a knife. You're going to get one time malchus. What? How could Shmuel say you get double malchus?
But I don't understand something. Why isn't asking a question on Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi said...
Rabbi Yossi can argue on a braise. In fact, the Gemara's answer is that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi. Listen, Shmuel was not a Tana.
Okay.
Shmuel was an Ameira of the Gemara. A Tana can argue on a Tana. Sure. And a Meira cannot argue on a Tana.
Right.
So you can't ask, for instance, you can't ask a question on Rabbi Meir that Rabbi Yossi says different. He says, yeah, good morning. I argue with Rabbi Yossi. Right. We're equals.
Right.
We're arguing. But if you have a Braise that Rabbi Yossi, let's say Rabbi Meir says something, mm-hmm. and Shmuel says something else, so you can ask a question on Shmuel, how can you argue on Rabbi Meir? Shmuel can't argue on Rabbi Meir. But what happens if Rabbi Yossi argues with Rabbi Meir, against Rabbi Meir, and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, that's fine.
And well, my question is this. It says, Srita is beyad, v'gedida is bekli.
Right.
So Rabbi Yossi says, Srita v'gedida echad here.
Yeah, because that's the answer of the Gemara. Domek Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi taka holds differently than that braisa.
Oh,
Rabbi Yossi holds, Srita means with both, and gedida means with both. And that's the way Shmuel holds. Shmuel holds a krabiesi. What does Shmuel hold? That when it says srita, it means scratching, either with a knife or a hand. And when it says leis is gay to do, it means also either with a knife or by hand. So if a guy does it either way, he's going to get two malchus. 2 times 39.
According to the way Shmuel learned.
And Rabiesi. Right. Then the Gemara says, 5 lines in the top of the page. Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yechanan, Tana learned before Rabbi Yechanan the following. Al Meis, if you scratch yourself over a dead body,
Bein biyad, bein bekeli chayiv. Whether you do it by hand, whether you do it on a vessel, yeah, you chayiv. Alavedes kochovim, what happens if you do it for idol worshipping? Rashi explains, in the olden times there was an idol worshipping, used to scratch themselves. Used to make themselves bleed. That was the form of worship. So it says, if you did it by hand, you chayiv, bekeli potter. Why? Because the Gemara thought now, the way the goyim did it was only by hand. That's the worshipping was done only when you scratched yourself by hand. But they never used a knife. So then it makes sense. If you use a knife, you're potter. If you do it by hand, you're chayiv. So the Gemara said, but ve'ibcho ksiv, the pasuk says the opposite, because the pasuk said, vayizgeidedu kemishpatam, that they scratched themselves with their swords, or with a machum, with their spears. So what do you see from there? That they used to do it with the vessel? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ele'ema biyad potter bekeli chayiv. The Gemara says, you're right. The Avedis Kochavim, they used to tear their skins with a knife, with a vessel, a sword, a spear. So if you do it the way they did it, you're chayiv. If you don't do it the way they did it, you're potter. But if you do it for a dead person, whether you do it by hand or if you do it with a vessel, you're going to be chayiv.
That's interesting because it says al avodat kochavim, that you think that's just idol worship. I mean, if they did it like for an idol worship,
that's what they did.
No, but not over a dead person, but just for an idol worshiping purpose.
Correct.
Oh, so there's a distinction made here.
If you do it over a dead body,
right,
then you chayiv whether you did it by hand or by vessel.
Right.
Either way. Why? Because the Torah says lois is great to do, and v'sedetlo nefesh.
Right.
So either way, you're going to get whipped.
The way the goyim did it.
No. Because that's the way the goyim did it. That's number one. Okay. Then there's a separate issue. They used to worship idols. One of the forms of worshipping idols was to scratch yourself. So over there, first the Gemara thought the goyim used to do it only by hand, not by a vessel. The Gemara asked, no, we see that they did it by a vessel, not with the hand. So the Gemara said, okay, you're right, we're sorry. If you do it with a knife, a spear, a sword, whatever, a razor, you're chayiv, because that's the way the goyim would do it. And Rashi learns you'd even be chayiv misa for worshipping idols. See, if for a dead body, if you scratch yourself, you're only going to get malchus, right? But if idol worshipping used to scratch themselves as a form of idol worshipping, Rashi explains, therefore, if you're going to scratch yourself for idol worshipping, you're going to get killed. Because that's the normal way of worshipping idols. Like, Tosis discusses it a little bit, but anyway. One second. The din was, if you worshipped an idol, the way the goyim normally worshipped that idol, you would get killed. Chayiv Misa. If you worship an idol, not the normal way of worshipping it. So it's forbidden, but you don't get killed. Because it's not the normal way of doing it. There was Aveda Zara called Pe'er. You know how they served that god? They used to urinate on it. So if somebody would urinate on this idol, they would get killed.
But he says here, biyad patur bekeli chayev.
Right.
So if he did the avodah zarah, if he would scratch himself to the avodah zarah with his hand, the conclusion is that if he did it with his hand, he'd be patur, and if he did it with a keli, he'd be chayev.
Because that was the normal way, chayev death. Because that would be the normal way they used to do it. Uh-huh. Okay. Then it says, v'chayev al rosh. And it said in the Mishnah that one is liable for rounding the corners of the head. Right? That means again where the payas are? Not the beard, it's talking about the head. So it says in the Gemara, Machver Avsheshis, Avsheshis, when he was learning this din, showed his students Bein Pirke Dikna. Bein Pirke Dereisha. He basically in simple English it means Avsheshis showed what's the payas that you're not allowed to cut. He showed him the two ends of the head. Because normally, it's interesting, a round object has no beginning and end. Right? That's why
by politicians, they have round tables. Why? Because it, like this would be a whole fight. Who should sit at the head of the table? And who should sit first and second and third? Like this, when you have a round table, there's no head and end. There's no beginning and end. So L'cheira, but the Gemara is really, bothered over here a little bit. The head is round, right? Or oval, but it's still not square. I mean, most people don't have square heads. So the question is, what do you mean the corner of your head? There's no corner in a circle. That's what we explained before with the Mufash, and this is what the Rav Sheshe said. This is the corner of the head. Why is it the corner of the head? Not of the whole head, but this is where the top part of the head ends, and this is where the bottom part of, where this is the beginning of the beard, the end of the beard, the end of the beard. So that's why you have all these various things. Then it says, Rabbi Eliezer, amen, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer said,
oh wait, but,
I skipped something. Yeah. The second wide line. So the Gemara says, by the beard, there's five places. There's five ends of the beard head. So the Gemara says, Machver Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes showed, where did he show? Bein Pirka Dikna. Which simply means, Pirka here it says, the ratio of his head. Meaning, and here he brings down at the bottom, there's three opinions, what this means. In the Rishonim discuss, because all the Gemara says is, Rav Sheshes showed the five corners of his face. But the Gemara doesn't say where he showed. Okay, so the opinions are as follows. One is the two lower jaws, the two bones of the upper jaw just below the temples and the chin. Meaning, according to the first opinion, and this is basically the more or less accepted opinion, here is where the jaw is, here, which is the bottom end of the jaw, and here the bottom of the chin. These are the five corners of the head. Okay, that's one opinion. Second opinion, the two ends of the upper jawbone on each side and the chin. Meaning, not here, but here, here, and here. One opinion says here, here, here. The other opinion says, guys, on the internet can't see this. The other opinion says here, here, and here.
What's the accepted opinion?
One second. And the third opinion is two sides of the upper jaw, two ends of the mustache, and beneath the chin. Meaning, here, two ends of the mustache would be here, here, and here. That's why he says, because of many different appearances, observant Jews do not shave any part of the beard with the razor. The Mishnah says, if you shave the five corners of your beard, you get five times Malkus. So now, what's the question? Five corners. So the Gemara said, Rav Sheshes pointed to them. But the Gemara said, what he pointed to. So now there's an argument. And the Rishonim, where do you have the corners of the beard? Because basically it goes from here, what? Right. So therefore, you have the beginning of the beard, which is here. That means everybody says it's here. Right. Everybody says this is also an end. That everybody agrees. The question is it here, here, and here? Is it here and here? Or is it here, here, and here? That's the three opinions.
So the answer is don't shave it all.
Right, because you have somebody. No, and he's talking about, but you have to understand, with a razor he's talking is biblically forbidden. That's according to all opinions.
Right.
Whether you're allowed to shave with an electric shaver is a whole argument that we know everybody has. You know, according to people you're allowed to, according to other people you're not allowed to.
Shaving with a razor, that's
biblically forbidden. That means a guy who shaves every day with a razor is obligated 5 times 39 malchus every morning.
How long was that thing that they used to whip him with?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, it's a big problem.
What about
so even then, by the way, not all of them are allowed. I don't want to go into the whole halachic thing, but there are a lot of electric shavers today that make such a close shave that's actually like a razor. So
that you wouldn't be allowed to also. Even people that have the leniency, by the way, of electric shavers, have to use electric shavers which are permitted. You know, there are a lot of Norelcos that are taka forbidden to use because it's too close to the shave. You have to know, I don't know, because, you know, we hold you not allowed to shave anyway. But the person has to know what they're allowed to shave with. You just can't shave because it's electric.
Somebody told me it had to do with also the kind of blades. Some blades,
it's the kind of blades.
Scissors, others actually trim it like a razor.
That's what I'm saying. That's the ones that go like a scissors. If you hold, you could shave with an electric shaver, that's not a problem. Right. It doesn't destroy it. Because the Torah really says, Leisashchis pasekonecha. See, the Tzemach Tzedek holds it's a completely different concept. He holds you're not allowed to shave because it's a shadow of a man wearing a woman's garment. Because women don't have beards, and men want to have, like women don't, so he's told us it's a lavali subish gever. And each corner. Because the Torah says you can't cut the corner of your face, and there's five corners, every corner that you cut is another sin. The same thing, if somebody shaves with a razor, it's a big thing. It's not the, what?
When you talk about, when the Torah talks about destroying the beard, right? What exactly, because when a person can shave, but his beard will grow back. But what do you mean, what does it mean destroying the beard? I mean, I don't understand that concept. A person can shave with a razor, but his beard will grow back. I mean, it's not like he's destroying it.
He's destroying it temporarily. The Gemara is going to go later into the thing, what happens, you take a tweezer and pull out a hair. Is that also what the term means, Leishashchis? Huh? Because you also, I mean, the truth is, when you pull out a hair, seemingly, I don't know what I was going to say differently, but seemingly it's more destroying the hair than taking with even a razor maybe.
Well, okay, I can see by pulling it out, but I mean, if you're using like, well, for example, like if you use a scissors, that's not really destroying it because it's like.
Well, that's why there's people that permit trimming of a beard.
Trimming of a beard.
Nice. And even that, not everybody agrees with. And all the, you know. Okay, then it says, Rabbi Eliezer said, four lines into the wide lines. Rabbi Eliezer says, "In Notlam, what happens if he did all five corners at the same time? Yeah? He's only chai," it says in the Mishnah, the first time it says, "You chai five sins." Rabbi Eliezer says, if you took all five at the same time, it's only one Aveda. Why? Because Saver, he holds chad lavo, that all five corners are one lav. Then the Gemara says, "V'nechayiv, v'natchayiv, malchus ad sheyitlana besar." Only if you take it off with a razor. That's what the Mishnah said. So now it says, "Son Rabbanan learned." It says in the pasuk of Ba'asik, "Onim la'yigalechu." The Kohenim should not. This is about the Kohenim. Should not shave the corner of their beards. So Yochel, I would think, afilu gilchu b'misparayim, that even if you cut it with a scissors, I would think chayiv yichayiv, that even if you do it with a scissors. It says, Leisashchis, don't destroy. Meaning, if you destroy down to the skin, but scissors don't remove all the way to the skin, so therefore it's not a problem. So the Gemara says, Leisashchis, if the Torah says don't destroy, I would think, in Likta b'malakit, if he pulls it out with various type of planes, it's a certain type of things that would even it out to cut it. Yeah, Chayiv, I would think, you'd be Chayiv. Talmud Lehmer, the Torah says, Lo yigalechu, don't shave it. So what does it mean? The Torah says, don't destroy, don't shave. What does it mean? Okay, it's that. Giluach sheyesh behashchoso. What it means is as follows. One pasuk complements the next. Meaning, if it's a shaving that destroys, then you chayv. Hava'em, what shaving destroys? Down to the skin? That's tar. That's a razor. Okay, now at the bottom he just brings down over here, interestingly, he says, some authorities rule that even though the Mishnah states there's no malchus for shaving the beard with the scissors, one is nonetheless forbidden if he cuts the beard close to the faces with a razor. Okay, others use it's permissible to shave with the scissors, whatever. Okay, now the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, Emer, Rabbi Eliezer says, I feel like the Malachi that hit me, even if you move it with very types of planes, you're also chayiv. So the Gemara says, Manifshach. What do you mean? I don't understand this, the Gemara says. Igam Egzer Shava, if he learns out Koyanim from the shaving of the beard, like we learned before, then Liboy Tad, and you need a razor. Ilai Gomer, Gzer Shava, if he doesn't hold the Gzer Shava, Misparim, Nami, like it should also not be, or be permitted for the Koyanim to eat, to shave. Meaning as follows. There's one passage that says Koyanim cannot shave. Another passage says Jews should not shave. Now, if you're learning out one from the next, then they have to be the same din. That means either everything's forbidden by both, or everything's permitted by both. So the Gemara answers as follows. La'elam, because Gamer Gzeir Shavah really does hold of the Gzeir Shavah. But, Kasavar, he holds, Hani Nami Gelur Chavda, that even the planes also destroy the hair. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Meaning, Gemara asks as follows. If it's destroying, it's destroying. If it's not destroying, it's not destroying. So what's the plane? Because the Gemara thought that the planes, whatever type of machinery that was, didn't actually destroy the beard. So the Gemara says, either it's allowed or it's forbidden. If you hold it from the Kohanim, then both cases should be Kohanim. You can't have by Kohanim, yes, and by a regular Jew, no. Or vice versa. If you learn the same din. So the Gemara answers, no. Rabbi Eliezer holds that this is destruction. That this taka destroys. Correct. And in fact, he brings out, according to the Rambam, the intent is that plucking hair can also be turned shaving. See, the Rambam learns, this Gemara Malachi Dehitni is either planes, or the Rambam learns it means a tweezer. Now, the Rambam learns that a tweezer actually pulls out the hair. So according to the Rambam, you couldn't tweeze out your hair. Right. You couldn't tweeze your hair. Your eyebrows you could tweeze. Not a man, a woman could. Well, a woman could shave her beard too. A woman could shave her face. Yeah. No, I'm saying a woman.
Wait, a man can't tweeze out his eyebrows if it's
a lady's thing.
You can't do that, really?
Well, it depends if you're doing it. If a man has a white hair, you can't pull it out because that's what women do. They want to look young. Doesn't help, but that's what they want to do.
What if he's got long, straggly eyebrows?
What if he's got like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. As
opposed to that's not a problem. You could trim it, right? Sure.
You can trim it, but you can't pluck it.
It depends why you're doing. No, what I meant to say, like, you see, there's a white hair here. If I would go pluck that out, that's forbidden. But a guy wants to keep it neat.
Neat, right?
Yeah, that's not the woman's thing. That you can cut.
You can cut it, but you can't pluck it, right?
If you're plucking it to take out a different type of hair, like a white hair from black hairs, uh-huh, or black hair from white hair,
right.
No, then you know what I'm saying? Then you wouldn't be allowed to do it. No.